This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi stated that following the events of 6th of May, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity, as the evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves. The Prime Minister pointed out that terrorists who were killed were given state honours in Pakistan, with the national flag draped over their coffins and salutes offered by the Pakistan Army.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले, उस जनाजे को स्टेट ऑनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में, उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए, उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी, ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है, ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
Highlighting the significance of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister emphasized that it will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance towards terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. An all-party Indian delegation headed by Shiva Sena MP Shrikant Shinde held a meeting with Professor Berthold Ulungu, who is an MP and President of Committee of Foreign Affairs of National Assembly of Congo. During the meeting, the delegation apprised him about the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's measured, calibrated and non-escalatory response. In South Africa, an all-party delegation led by NCP SCP Supriya Sule was welcomed and received by High Commissioner Prabhat Kumar on its arrival. In Singapore, an all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha called on Edwin Tong, Minister of Law and Second Minister for Home Affairs of that country. The delegation conveyed India's resolve in fighting terrorism in all its forms and discussed the new normal in India's policy against terrorism. During its visit to France, the delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met the members of parliament in the French National Assembly, led by President of the India-France Friendship Group, Thierry Tesson. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Programme Execution Model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the execution model approach provides equal opportunities to both private and public sectors on a competitive basis. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Padma Awards to 69 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Of them, 3 were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 9 with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Prime Minister Modi has said that the Padma awardees have made notable contributions to the Indian society. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that rainfall across the country in this monsoon season is likely to be above normal this year, with probability of 106% from 5th of June to 30th of September. The optimistic monsoon forecast is expected to boost crop output, reduce pressure on irrigation systems and support rural livelihoods. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, beat host Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets last night. Chasing a target of 228 runs, RCB chased the target in 18.4 overs thanks to the blistering knock of unbeaten 85 by Jitesh Sharma. Jitesh was adjudged the player of the match. With this win, RCB secured a top 2 finish in the points table, hence advancing to qualifier 1. And in French Open, Novak Djokovic began his 2025 Roland Garros campaign in trademark fashion, defeating American Mackenzie McDonald. And that is the end of this news bulletin.